Welcome to Law Days and Lattes, the podcast where we blend the world of law and business with a warm cup of information and good old common sense. I'm your host, Sydney Whelan, attorney, real estate investor, and business owner. Each week, we'll be your go-to source for legal insights, business advice, and so much more. Whether you're a seasoned professional, an ambitious entrepreneur, or simply someone seeking guidance, we'll have you covered. From navigating the legal landscape to empowering you with valuable business strategies, we'll explore the legal side of life and enjoy a virtual latte along the way. So, grab your favorite latte, get comfortable, and let's dive in to Lattes and Lattes. Welcome to episode 4 of Lattes and Lattes. I'm your host, Sydney Whelan. Talking to your parents about estate planning can be difficult. You might not want to think about the day they are no longer here, or even consider that they might experience a decline in health that severely limits their ability to think clearly or to communicate with you. However, if you don't have this conversation when your parents are able to share key financial information and instructions, their passing or their incapacity will eventually be even more painful as you grapple with their estate. Although an estate planning conversation can be intimidating, there are several steps you can take to make talking to your parents about estate planning effective and inclusive. Today, I'm going to share some tips for talking to your parents about their estate plans. So let's jump right in. Tip number one, choose the right place and time. Find a calm and comfortable setting to discuss estate plans, avoiding any stressful situations or family gatherings. With any difficult topic, it's best to set the right tone. Try to avoid cold, interrogation-like settings. Instead, I suggest maybe meeting at your parents' home, maybe a favorite restaurant, or anywhere they might feel comfortable. A sample conversation starter might be, "Hey, Dad, I'd love to know how you and Mom have been thinking about your finances. Can we go grab a cup of coffee and talk about it? I want to make sure you are taken care of and don't have to make stressful decisions about money later, or worse, not have a say in it at all." It's unlikely that you'll cover everything about estate planning with your parents in one conversation. Some of the issues may require your parents to pause and think about their decisions. But don't wait. While it may not feel like there's ever a right time to talk about what happens after your parents die, the sooner you all have a plan in place, the better. Having conversations on a set schedule can help you and your family make small steps toward your goals without it being all-consuming. Besides the possibility of your parent or parents getting sick, there are other reasons to have this conversation now. In short, it's not always about an inheritance or who gets to make decisions. Many adult children are a part of the sandwich generation. You may be planning for your own retirement, taking care of your kids, and planning for college expenses. And the cost of caring for an ailing parent can derail even the best laid plans. Knowing what your parents have done financially can go a long way in preparing for your own future. Tip number two, express your concerns. Start by expressing your concern for their well-being and the desire to ensure their wishes are known and respected. Find out what they've done so far. There may be plans in place already. Give your parents the benefit of the doubt and ask them to bring you up to speed to take the next steps together. If your parents have already done some estate planning, it's important to have a conversation to see if anything needs to be updated. If they haven't done anything, you may have to start from scratch. What they have done may be outdated now. If they did some estate planning when their kids were young, that estate plan will likely need some changes. The safeguards that they set up for their minor children are no longer necessary as their kids reach adulthood. Now, they may want their adult children to serve as their executor, trustee, or agent under their power of attorney. Tip number 3, emphasize family unity. Stress the importance of preventing potential conflicts among family members by having clear plans in place. If possible, be inclusive. To prevent arguments later over what your parents would have wanted, please consider including all family members that your parents want involved, like their own siblings, your siblings, or even close friends. Sometimes parents worry that their children will fight over their estate after they pass. But by not having a family meeting to talk about estate planning, they're actually increasing the chances of this happening. If all children understand their roles and their possible inheritance, there are little to no questions once the estate plan is in place. Each child has had an opportunity to hear from their parent or parents as to why mom and dad chose a certain plan or a certain person to manage their affairs. Now, obviously, this plan doesn't always work and may not work for your family situation, but I urge you to at least consider it. I think it's important to mention some things that you may already be aware of, but should also consider. Remarriage and blended families can certainly complicate things. There should be specific instructions in their estate plans about what goes to the husband or wife versus what goes to the children. This can be especially helpful for someone who is married a second or even a third time. The problem for some people is getting their parents to agree to share information, some of which can be sensitive. Some parents see this as an issue of privacy, and they're hesitant to share such details. However, understanding your parents' financial footing is important for so many reasons. Tip number 4. Research and be informed and familiarize yourself with common estate planning terms and options ahead of time so that you can discuss the topic knowledgeably. Start with key topics. Early estate planning conversations should include whether or not they have a trust, a will, a power of attorney, or a plan for the family business, if that's relevant. Find out if you already have a role in their estate plan. This will help determine what to do next. For example, if you are named as the executor of the estate, you'll need to know where their documents are to manage their assets after their death. Tip number 5, ask open-ended questions. Encourage your parents to share their thoughts by asking open-ended questions about their values, preferences, and wishes. Remember, it's not all about death. Don't forget to make proactive plans for healthcare and day-to-day financial decisions for your parents' later years. Healthcare powers of attorney and financial powers of attorney provide direction as to who will handle healthcare or financial decision-making for a parent if that parent is later unable to act for himself or herself during the rest of their life. If your parents do not create a power of attorney in advance, you and your family members will likely have to go to court in order to appoint someone for this role. This process can be expensive and lengthy, which is why it's essential to discuss the power of attorney issues with your parents early on. Tip number 6. What do you do if you are not getting anywhere? Well, consider including a professional. Introduce a professional or a team of professionals to help. I suggest involving an estate planning attorney early to guide them through the process and address any legal complexities. It may also be helpful to include a financial advisor. A team of professionals that they are comfortable with may allow your parents to feel more confident and feel less likely like you are trying to take over their money. Tip number 7, highlight benefits of planning. Emphasize peace of mind and protection that comes with having a well-thought-out estate plan. Setting long-term goals together can prevent unpleasant surprises, but it will take open and honest communication. Tip number 8, share your own experience. If applicable, share your own positive experiences with estate planning or discuss how it has benefited other family members or friends. Give them some examples of things they may not have considered. This can go a long way in helping them understand why they should be putting some things in place now. Tip number 9, address concerns gently. If your parents are hesitant, address their concerns with empathy and provide reassurance about the positive outcomes of planning. Gently explain the worst-case scenario. Remind them that without a plan in place, your parents' assets and their legacy could wind up in the probate courts, which, as we know, can be a lengthy and expensive process. And let's not forget other important issues, such as the family business. If there is a family business, I strongly suggest discussing a succession plan for the business. When the parents pass away, who will take over the business and in what capacity? How will this asset live on once your parents die? Finally, 10, encourage regular updates. Remember, another key to success is understanding that setting long-term goals isn't a one-time event. You don't set it and forget it. Life changes, families change, and situations change. We have found that the most successful families have periodic meetings, yearly or some set schedule, to help everyone stay on task and set long-term goals together as a team. So to conclude this episode, remember, the key to approach the conversation is with empathy, respect, and a focus on their well-being. Until next time, my friends, enjoy your favorite lattes, invite your mom and dad to come along, and have a great week.
This podcast episode contains general information for discussion purposes only. Each case is different and must be judged on its own merits. Missouri rules generally prohibit lawyers from advertising that they specialize in particular areas of the law. This show should not be construed to suggest such specialization. Nothing on this show should be taken as legal advice for any individual case or situation. This information is not intended to create an attorney-client relationship, and the listening or viewing of this podcast does not constitute an attorney-client relationship. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.